The sacking of Wallaby Stays Ralph Lau for a social media post condemning gay relationships has sparked a court case and plenty of water cooler discussions. It's also spurred an already heated political debate about the level of protection for people of faith against discrimination. The Human Rights Commission is now stepping in with a plan to set out plain English guidelines to help employers and employees navigate their rights and protections. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Sport, politics, religion and ethics, it's a heady mix. Falau's sacking has become the emblematic case of the tussle between protection of religious freedom and protection against discrimination and vilification. While it has prompted a debate about whether the balance of legal protections is right, Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo says in the vast majority of cases, it shouldn't have to come down to a legal battle.
We understand that the law is an important protection, but we also want to provide practical guidance as to how to navigate some of the tricky issues that arise.
He's notified the Attorney General he'll be releasing guidelines to help employers and employees navigate such issues.
Well, we're going to develop some resources that provide practical, plain English guidance on how our law protects freedom of thought, conscience and religion in Australian workplaces.
How long will it take you to develop these guidelines?
We'll work really hard to look at the material we've already developed we hope to perform this task over the next 2 to 3 months.
Yesterday, Liberal Senator Eric Abetz called on the Human Rights Commission and the Fair Work Commission to investigate Falau's sacking specifically.
I'm asking them for the interpretation of the law so that we can get a better understanding of what the current situation is.
And he wants clarification that religious beliefs can't be used as a basis for firing someone from a sports team.
This is an issue of where we draw the line in relation to people's freedoms. And I am one of those that would seek to draw the line to give as much expression to allow the individual as much expression as possible.
The coalition went to the federal election promising to introduce a new law to protect religious freedom, and it's already being drafted and is expected to be one of the early priorities of the Morrison government. Edward Santo says the Human Rights Commission supports stronger protections for freedom of religion, thought and conscience, but he's emphasising the need for everyone to be respectful as the first step.
We don't want people to have to go to the courts except as a last resort. What's much, much better is to have a good general understanding of how we've decided to be respectful of each other and to apply that in 99.99% of situations. And only in the really difficult situations, then does things really escalate and you have to take your matter to court.
Is there a simple answer that you can give to employers, simply if they have an employee that's expressing a religious view that they might find offensive? What's the first thing someone should do in that circumstance?
One person's freedom can have an impact on other people. Being mindful of that, being as respectful as they possibly can, is really the lodestar that we would ask everybody to be guided by.
That's Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo ending that report by Melissa Clark.